What's going on, all you traders and investors out there? Thanks for joining me once again. This is Thoughts and Trading with Trade Doc. This segment's called Eye on the Market, where I go over the broad 32 ETFs and ETNs, trade stocks and options in them. Now, I've been feeling sick for the last week, so bear with me. Oh, seriously. But today is December 1st, 2019. It's almost 7 p.m., so the market's been open for about an hour. And let me just take a look at what's been going on. Because, I'm in a position. I'm in a short position on the Qs. And I just want to see what the futures are doing. So, looks like the Nikkei is up and the Chinese stocks are up about 0.25%. So, I might bring the NASDAQ is up $3. So, looks like the market started going up again. So they had a little bit of a turn down on Friday. And I've been hedging positions. Stuff that happened this week was oil towards the end of the week. Got closed out, paid off. So I just got one position left in oil. And that's the verticals under 12. So those are almost at their targets. Aside from that, I have a short and the Qs, like I mentioned. That's one of the biggest positions that I have. I have XLP, short. So I might have taken a loss last week on the XLP short. Because they didn't go down or they didn't move. I'm long in Brazil, EWZ. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. I'm long natural gas when they got dumped on Friday. So the oil and natural gas sector were dumped. So I'll probably see all those sectors down now. Now, as far as the rest of the environment, personally, I'm going to be trading a lot more and trading, looking for stocks within the ETFs to trade with. I see the ETFs losing or gaining momentum. I'll see which stocks are actually carrying that ETF, and just that's my little bit of an edge. So that's what I'll be doing and probably be calling some trades out. Well, without further ado, let's just get into it. This is the broad 32 ETFs. First up, we have USO. And USO is trading at 11.62. It closed out early, like at 9.30 in the morning. It was like the first thing as it opened. My trades got closed. I could have sold them for almost double the profit, but profit is profit regardless. Nobody knew that oil was going to take a 4.5% hit on Friday. So that's a pretty steep hit, which was, it shook out all the longs, I'm pretty sure. So oil to stabilize or have a hard bounce, I don't see that happening. Oil will probably be trading below 12 for a while. Translated to the futures, that's 50. It's at 55.80. So it's still below the 57.50 where I had placed my shorts, and that's, like I said, paid off. As far as profit, I don't know, but everything I did in oil was profitable, even like the hedges that I took, that I squeaked out with a little bit of a profit or like a scratch. Just call it a scratch, but. Oil, looking for consolidation trades under 12. above 11 for the next couple weeks. XOP is scraping the bottom here. Looks like they're almost hitting a brand new low, which could call for a bounce. So as far as oil explorers, we'll see how far of a leg down it goes, but it's hard to tell. I play this for a bounce versus showing new lower levels. It's hard to know where to pinpoint that. Next is OIH, that's oil services. Oil services, ones that's been hovering. Right now I've been hovering around the 1169 mark. Right now they're trading at 1169, exactly about the average. So whether it goes up or down from here, it's hard to tell, but more consolidation trades between 11 and 1250. IV's going up as well, so it's probably a good time to not look to the sell premium, but it's a better time than the previous weeks. Next is UNG. UNG, I placed a long trade, and it completely went against me as of Thursday and Friday. So Friday, UNG was down 7%, which was a steep hit. IV is very high. Looks like there could be a reversal or not. It's definitely extremely oversold. So whether it be the last flush reversal, it is kind of broke below its prior resistance. So as far as natural gas, I'm kind of bullish on it personally, but you have to trade it the way it is at the moment. Right now, it took a big hit on Friday. Only a V-shaped recovery could fix it, or some sort of consolidation, not break below 1744. Next is XLE, and that's the energy sector. Energy sector is kind of rolling down, but still respecting a trend line that's moving it up. Now off of this wedge, we could probably see this go back up to 62. If it breaks resistance here, we could see it fall back to 56 or 57. Right now it's trading at 58.89. Next is XLU. XLU, I did place a short trade, more of a consolidation at the 62s. Right now trading at 63. So a short-term consolidation for XLU until the market goes bearish, where XLU can go back up to retest the 65s. Right now they're trading at 63.05. Next is XLI, that's the industrial sector. XLI, I took I took a max loss on it, so this is where I took the loss. Now XLI looked like it was drifting, but it never broke below 81, so it was kind of flapping up in the wind, I guess you could say. And XLI gave me max loss on the trade. So I paid for it, but I actually put that trade on now at the same levels that I had it at, the 81s, because looks like it could retest that, just it doesn't look like it's really ready for it. XLI took a max loss on it. So it's just part of trading. kind of fluttered up there, especially the swing trading that I'm doing is not really like a professional thing. It's more of like I still have a day job and I'm trading things, which is the truth. That's how I'm saying, like, I'm going to be looking to be more active in trading starting tomorrow. Actually, we're having a snowstorm. It's pretty rough out there. I hate it because I don't like the shoveling. The only thing I like about snow is snowboarding, and that's it. Everything else, the driving in it, the shoveling it, the getting your feet wet in it, the wearing boots all the time, I'm good. The having to wear gloves, the earmuffs, seriously, I can do without it. And but the snowboarding, you gotta have snow in order to snowboard, so that's the only thing I like about the snow. So tomorrow, I'll be hitting it pretty hard. I have some capital. It's free, ready to be allocated. So I'm going to be putting on some XLI positions, but it could happen. I mean, it's still good to sell premium in there. Next is XLB. XLB found the top of the range. Now I'm pretty sure it's going to move its way back down. So a nice consolidation trades in there. Material sector. This will come back to retest the 59.13s. Right now it's trading at 60.04. Next is XME. And I'm bullish. Just been running away on me. And I have only one small Alcoa position. Nothing else. FCX actually already were close enough to reach the 12. Kind of had a runaway on that. I bought FCX in the 9s and I sold them early. But XME looks like it's going to keep on trending upward. Should have a good slope. Just got to find an entry point, where to enter or what levels to hold. Next is the MJ sector. I don't know if they're going to find the bottom. Every time we think it's a bottom, it's not. Here it looks like they just had a re-recovery, but it looks like that every time it bounces off, they find new lows. So I'll see where it holds. Right now they're trading at 17.26. Next is XBI, and XBI is another one that's been a runner. It's been running up pretty hard, pretty fast. I mean, a retracement is a good trade, especially at this vertical incline that it's had. Just holding the ETF itself would have paid off. XBI is now trading at 93.65, and I'm so bullish on it and ran and I missed this whole move here. Just too much work and not enough trading is what it is. But this is exactly what I was expecting once it broke structure a little bit. Came back up. Sucks when you're watching the whole thing the whole time. It's all in front of you, you're just waiting for that moment. You just didn't take that moment when the prices were at 75, or maybe I did and just didn't, you know. XBI is kind of those quiet sectors because it's so loud. Next is XLV, and XLV looks like it's going to have a short-term reversal for momentum. You know, in those sectors we have Johnson & Johnson, Merck, and Pfizer, which pretty much leads it. Whether they've peaked out, not really sure, but as of now, they're just a little high. They're trading at 99.49. They peaked out at 104. Next is XRT, and XRT's been pulling very strong. Definitely definitely bullish. Whether it's going to retest the 43s again, it looks like that might be likely. Next is XLP, one of the ones I hated. I love shorting. I've been hating for the last two positions. And I'm still holding on to those positions. And one of them looking far away, but it kind of looked that way when I was holding USO. It looked like I had no chance until Friday came around and it dropped 10%. So anything can happen in the market, just to prove it to you. I was either just lucky or stubborn to be holding that position. So XLP, I think it's going to have a short-term reversal. Now it's had a big pop. I would definitely put a position on Monday, even though I have some already. Next, XLY. XLY kind of popped below structure, made its move up, looking to retrace. And I would be a buyer of this, especially that it is Amazon, Home Depot, McDonald's running the show there. So it's still below structure. It might gain. Right now it's trading at 122.45. It's down a little over a 0.5% on Friday. IV is high. I mean, this is looking ripe for a long trade in XLY. That's consumer discretionaries. Next is SMH. SMH looks like it's the momentum slowing down. Volatility is moving up. And SMH has had a good run. Now it's stabilized at this price range. You can see this drop below 133 again before it pops back up to one higher than 135. Next is IYR, and that's the real estate sector. And real estate looks like it's found a bottom, bounced off twice. Now moving back up, it's trading at 93.20. Could retest 91 again before making its way back up. Definitely below its 5-degree incline that it's been following for a while. Probably going to be taking a rest, but definitely going to be continuing. Next is XLF. That's financials. Financials has been on a tear. So having FAS, which is FAS, 3x leverage. Financials, that one's been up pretty good. I know there is options in there as well. So financials, everything just looking for a retracement to trade or a retracement to get into the long side. Next is TLT. TLT's at the top of the range, so this could be curling down pretty good. I'd like to be short TLT once again, now that it's back up to the range where it should have been when I put some hedges on my long, on my short positions. Next is GLD. GLD is having a short-term pop, but GLD looking to trade it sideways. No real crazy movement. I do have a position in GDX. Consolidation right at the levels that it's at. GGX. Yeah. Next is the SPY, SPY, and the SPY definitely looks like it's ready for a pullback. It's had quite a good run. So little short-term pullback to see how many people jump on board. Next is the Qs, where I've been shorting it pretty much all week, Monday and Tuesday and Thursday, placing short positions on it. So as you see, it's been driving up against me, but selling when people are greedy, and I'll buy it when people are scared. On Friday, one of my positions was profitable for the one from Thursday's trade. That's about it. The other two are underwater, which is fine. Next is IWM, and IWM is one of the ones I'd like to get long. Just not at the moment. I'd rather see the prices down below 157. Next is the VIX, UVXY, found new lows of 1429. Looking like that could be a bounce, so anything can happen. Could be a big one, small one, but it's been driving down. Volatility's been getting killed. Next is FXI. FXI, I am long FXI, but it's pretty far away from my position. They were down 2.5% on Friday, which was, I don't know if it was because of news or what, but pretty big hit on Friday. It's kind of still holding on to structure, whether it's just retesting the bottoms. That's probably what's happening right now. Trading at 40.94, holding up. The next level support is 40 even. Next is INDA, that's India. India hit its head on some resistance that I haven't seen, but it is resistance because it stopped. It's notable right there. So I got to see where that resistance is coming from. And yeah, I did actually found it. So found structure resistance at the levels it was before. So probably hit it 3 to 4 times before breaking through it. The resistance is at 65.07. Right now it's trading at 64.46. Found a short-term support of 34.90, and the resistance at 35. Supports at 33.90. Next is RSX. RSX looks like it's about to drive down again. So it's had quite a run. Everything looks like it's about to roll over. I don't know where the cash is going to come from to like boost all these stocks up. If that it is what seems like it's going to happen. So I really don't know where the cash is coming from, in my opinion. Next is EFA. EFA, have no positions in it. I had shorted it and kind of turned sideways. Made a little bit of profit on it, but it took a long time just because it did trend sideways for a while. It's trading at 68.18. Like I said, everything looks like it's about to roll over, and I would like to be short at this point again. Next is EEM. EEM. I'm all finished trading out of that position. Came out with the profits. That was it. Everything expired. But it does look like it's about to roll over down. Right now it's trading at 42.50. I'd like to be short at 43.25. But it looks like it might find support again at 41.50. Next is EWW, that's Mexico. They're trading at 43.50. So this one again, the 43 level is a strong support, which was a resistance. You can probably see this trade around this range for a while before moving up again. And last but not least is EWZ. I have long positions in it. a few of my positions are already coming in. As long as EWZ stays above these ranges of 42, I'll be all set. If it goes to 45, it'd be even better. But most of them I have are in the 43s and 44 ranges, which are short terms. Anyways, be safe out there. Good luck trading this week. Feel free to comment, ask questions. Mate, thanks for the support. This Trade Doc on the market. Peace.